Welcome to the service of evening prayer for Lent. We begin our service this evening with the singing of our opening hymn, The Lamb. Please rise. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness. Joyous light of glory. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who led your people Israel by a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Enlighten our darkness by the light of your Christ. May his word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. For you are merciful, and you love your whole creation, and we, your creatures, glorify you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O Lord, and let your loving kindness descend on us, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever. Amen. Amen. a reading from Genesis chapter 22. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said to him, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, him behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, on the mountain of the Lord it shall be provided. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you. And I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I give thanks to my God always for you because of the grace of God that was given you in Christ Jesus, that in every way you were enriched in him, in all speech and all knowledge, even as the testimony about Christ was confirmed among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift, as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Please rise. A reading from John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
The sermon text this morning from our Old Testament reading, 22nd chapter of Genesis. Take your son, your only son, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and there offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Thus far the words of our text. Please be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Abraham is a man chosen by God and is noted for his exemplary and extraordinary faith. He followed God's call to leave his homeland and go to the place that God would show him. God promised Abraham that his descendants would be as numerous as the stars in the sky, the sand on the seashore. And yet, Abraham was childless. How could he have descendants as many as the stars if he had no heirs, no children? Because of his childless state, Abraham even chose Eleazar of Damascus to be his heir. However, God told Abraham that he would have, even though he was old, an heir from his own body, his very own son, to carry on after him. Eventually, Abraham did have that son, and that son's name was Isaac. Isaac is the son of the promise, a son born to Abraham when Abraham was in his 90s. As you can well imagine, Abraham was very thankful for this son and gave him the name of Laughter. That's what Isaac means, laughter. As you can well imagine, he cared for him deeply. And now God is going to test Abraham. It's a very severe test. It's one that is almost too horrible to contemplate. Abraham is told to offer up his son as a burnt offering to God. Abraham doesn't try to hide from God. He doesn't disobey God. He doesn't try and hide his son from God. Abraham obeys God and readies Isaac and two servants to go to the Mount Moriah, the mountain 3 days away from where he lived, the mountain that God would show him. And God shows Abraham the mountain on which he is to offer his son as a sacrifice. Perhaps Abraham thought God would have relented by now, told him to turn around and go home. But the heavens were silent. In a fair bit of foreshadowing, Abraham says to the two servants that were with him, "I and the boy will go there to worship, to worship and come back to you." He tells them, knowing full well he's supposed to sacrifice his son, that he and his son will come back to them. Just a little bit of foreshadowing there. Abraham left the servants at the base of the mountain and took with him Isaac, the wood, the fire, not to mention the knife, and no sacrifice. There's no laughter now, only following the command of God to consume his son in fire and smoke. What great faith Abraham had. He and Isaac stacked the stones for the altar. Abraham trusted God when Isaac asked, "We have wood and fire, but where's the sacrifice?" The author of Hebrews tells us Abraham considered that God would raise even the dead. "God himself will provide a sacrifice, son," replied Abraham. Somehow, some way, Abraham bound his son up and placed him on the wood. Abraham had already drawn the knife back to slay his son when the angel of the Lord stopped Abraham from the sacrifice of Isaac. And for a moment, shall we consider the boy? This boy who asked a simple question. Where's the sacrifice? Where's the lamb for the sacrifice? It's like the opening line of that hymn that we sang to open the service. "Oh Father, where's the sacrifice?" Straight from the lips of Isaac. Had Isaac wanted to, I think it's reasonable that he could have overpowered his father, who was a century older than he was. Isaac could have run from the gruesome fate that his father had prepared for him, especially once he had begun to bind his hands. So it leads us to believe that Isaac must have had great faith, not only in God, but also in his father, that ultimately his very own father would do him no harm. Without a doubt, Abraham had told Isaac many times of God's promise that he should have a son, and his son would have many descendants. And Abraham would have told Isaac many times over that he, Isaac, was the child of the promise, the heir that was given by God to fulfill God's promise. And both father and son surely trusted that God kept his promises. God, seeing the trust that Abraham had, stopped Abraham's hand. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven. And he said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son, from me, I surely will bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." There was a sacrifice that day. As we read, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said to him, "Abraham, Abraham." I can't imagine the sense of relief that was in Abraham's voice when he said, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am." He said, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and behold, there was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, and he took the ram, and he offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. God the Father was foretelling him that God himself would provide a sacrifice, his own innocent son. The vicarious atonement is the title of the miraculous love of God, in that he gave his only son in our place, his only son to be the sacrifice for our sins, and his only son to give us the life, the eternal life that we so long and so desire for. As for Abraham's offspring, do you know where they are? Well, look around you, for you are Abraham's offspring. Those who believe by faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are Abraham's offspring. For as it is written, now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came, and in order that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. For in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Down through the ages, the offspring of Abraham are those who continue to have faith in the promise that God would save us. Abraham was spared from offering up his own son, but our God did give his own son. And just as the ram was caught in the thickets and was sacrificed by Abraham, so Jesus himself was crowned by thorns and laid on the sacrifice of the wood of the cross for us. God did not withhold his son, his only son whom he loved, from us, in order that we, by faith, shall be with Abraham and Isaac in glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and minds through the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for the singing of the Magnificat. My soul now magnifies the Lord. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings. Let us rise for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship in praise, let us pray to the Lord. For Synodical President Matthew Harrison, and Central Illinois District President Mark Eddy, for all pastors in Christ, for all servants of the church, and for all the people, let us pray to the Lord. For President Donald Trump and Governor J.B. Pritzker, for all public servants, for the government and those who protect us, that they may be upheld and strengthened in every good deed, let us pray to the Lord. For those who work to bring peace, justice, health, and protection in this and every place, let us pray to the Lord. For those who bring offerings, those who do good works in this congregation, those who toil, those who sing, and all the people here present who await from the Lord great and abundant mercy, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather, for an abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and need, let us pray to the Lord. For the family of Verna Mason as they mourn her death, and for Shirley Jordan's daughter and family as they recover from a recent house fire, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful who have gone before us and are with Christ, let us give thanks to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Rejoicing in the fellowship of the saints, Let us commend ourselves, one another, and our whole life to Christ our Lord. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom,
let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and most merciful God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless you and preserve you. And the Lord Almighty grant you a quiet night and peace at the last. Amen.